Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations, so it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
11 minutes after 9 p.m. here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer.
I'm a clicks machine and a views magnet.
That's right. Lugie! It's After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get back to those calls in just one second. Aaron Judge met the media yesterday, and we're going to play the audio for you because there was a part of this that even though we listened to it last night, I discussed it last night, and my take on it is Aaron Judge is upset with the Yankees offseason. He knows he's in the prime of his career. He knows he doesn't have a ton of prime years left. I mean, he's going to be 34 this year. So you figure, what, another 6-7 years in the big leagues? Another 3 or 4 prime years? And he doesn't want to waste another season because this is about his legacy. He is the star. He could go down as one of the greatest players to ever play for the Yankees. But it doesn't matter how many home runs you hit or how many MVPs you win. Success is measured in pinstripes by championships. And so far, he doesn't have any. And he's only been to the World Series once. And whether you like hearing this or not, Juan Soto was on that team. And I'm sure in Aaron Judge's mind, he wants to get back to the World Series as the guy, the guy. And, of course, you got to win. So there's a lot of different, you know, sort of subplots to this. But I'm going to play the audio for you again. Because there was something in it that I missed. But if you connect the dots, it actually explains the Yankees' offseason. Here's Aaron Judge from yesterday.
It was brutal. You know, I'm like, I see a lot of free agents out there. I see a lot of guys that, you know, like the Bellingers, the Grishams, the Goldschmidts. Like, yeah, let's sign these guys right now and then start adding more pieces, you know, because I'm seeing other teams around the league get better. They're making trades. They're signing big prospects or big players. And, you know, we kind of were sitting there for a while, you know, kind of making smaller moves. But, you know, it was tough there in the beginning, but I think once we solidified getting Bellinger back, you know, we got Trent being our center fielder, be our leadoff guy for another year. And then you had a guy like Goldie, some of the back end, you know, bullpen pieces that we've been doing. I think we're being in a good spot, but the early on it was pretty tough to watch. So I'm like, man, we're the New York Yankees. You know, let's go out there and get the right people, get the right pieces to go out there and finish this thing off because we got a special group of players here. We got a good core, a good young core, so. Yeah, it was frustrating, but I think we're right where we need to be.
Did you express any of that to them?
This is important.
Yeah. but they took care of business. And I voiced my opinion about a couple of guys, and you know, Bellinger being one of the guys that he just adds a dynamic to this team that, you know, we've been missing for quite a few years. So excited, you know, excited he's back.
Cody Bellinger is not a Yankee unless Aaron Judge reaches out to, whether it's Brian Cashman or Hal, and said, hey, what the heck are we doing here? Why are we not signing this guy? It's a couple of months into the offseason. The Dodgers are making all these moves. The Red Sox are making moves. The Mets are making moves. Teams that we compete with are making moves. We're doing nothing. Why aren't we doing anything? Bellinger was the second best player on the team last year. He's sitting out there. I believe he wants to be a Yankee. Why aren't we having discussions with him? Why isn't he already signed? This should have been an easy one. We should have got the Bellinger thing off the books right away, and then we could move on to signing other players. I don't think the Yankees were interested in Bellinger. I think Judge reached out sometime in early December, because remember, the Yankees didn't even offer Bellinger something until December. And I think it was off of the phone call from Judge. Hey, what are we doing here? We're the Yankees. Bellinger was our second best player. I need him here. We need him here. Sign him. And then it took a while to negotiate. And then by the time they got the Bellinger deal done, there wasn't enough free agents out there to add to this team to make them better. It's almost as if the Yankees weren't going to do anything. Like they were content with this great trade deadline that they had last year, and they were going to let Bellinger walk. And the offseason that they've had, which I think I'm being generous by calling it a C-plus offseason, would have been an absolute F if Aaron Judge didn't step in and say, what are we doing here? We're the New York Yankees. And if anybody listening to that audio thinks that Judge is satisfied with this offseason, no. He's sitting there saying, bare minimum. We did the bare minimum. We should have did a lot more. But after hearing that, again, and really dissecting every word that he said, Aaron Judge, in my opinion, reached out to the Yankees and said, his words, what are we doing? We're the New York Yankees. Why haven't we signed Bellinger? And that got the ball rolling, and Bellinger is here now because of it. Otherwise, Cody Bellinger would be playing baseball this season for a different team if it wasn't for Aaron Judge. Brian Cashman didn't even want to run it back. Which makes me think that the expectations and the goal to win a championship just is not there anymore. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Now, I was a little aggravated to start the show. And some of the things in my personal life, I got to be honest with you, carried into the show. Some of the things with the cat. I'm going to Beverly Hills this weekend for my nephew's first birthday. My only nephew. I have no siblings. My wife only has one sibling. So this is our only nephew. So it's very important for us, we live across the country, to be there for our nephew and be part of his life. And even though I got the new job here, you know, I tried to condense it as much as humanly possible to get across the country and back. So I'm supposed to fly in Sunday overnight into Monday, but apparently there's snow coming. So now I'm all worried that my flights are going to get delayed. I'm not going to be able to get back on the air Monday at 7 o'clock. That to me is unacceptable. I got to get home. What else was bothering me? Oh, a bunch of other things. Some of them I'm not going to mention on the air. But they're just, you could imagine. There's just things that are kind of mounting up. They're piling up. And I yelled at Rosenberg in the newsroom about the snow. I think I threatened a punch in the face, which I was never going to actually do. I shouldn't have said that to you. But I think I threatened physical harm on you, which I can't do. I could threaten you as a friend like that, but it was more in passing. It was just, you know, friends being friends, boys being boys.
So according to the forecast,
it's going to literally take a chair and slam it across your head. You'll be fine, though. Concussion protocol for a week. You'll be back.
From Sunday during the day.
Yeah.
Until Monday morning.
Yeah.
So from Sunday, just an idea.
I know.
Of what possibly is expected. This is any.
I've just calmed down, and I have a sneaky suspicion, Paul, that you're going to rile me back up. I'm literally just settling back into being calm, doing the radio show the way I want to do the radio show, where I'm not yelling, so the internet is not wondering what happened to WFN since the days of Mike and the Mad Dog. I'm trying to make the internet happy. It's not easy, but I'm trying. And you're about to get me mad again. I just could feel it, but go ahead.
Could be up to a foot of snow.
No way. Are you serious? Don't lie. If you're doing that to joke with me, then you have to be honest to the audience. You can't be spreading misinformation.
No, Sunday during the day, 1 to 3. Sunday at night, 3 to 5. Monday during the day, 1 to 3.
Yeah, I'm not so getting home.
I am taking the maximum.
So I'm gonna have to cancel.
But the issue is I am taking the maximum.
You gotta be kidding me.
The maximum amount of inches, which doesn't have of snow. It doesn't have to go that route. But I want to give you the worst case scenario is up to 1 foot.
Yeah, then I'm not getting home. Not getting home.
Can you zoom in and come home Saturday night and then zoom into the birthday party?
I don't think that's really on the table. And my wife is just not in the mental space to have this conversation. I could just tell off of this week. She's not going to want to hear it. And she's best case scenario person until she's Jeff Goldblum in Independence Day. Oops. You know, she's very oops. It's like, well, oops doesn't help me. I got to pre-plan this. You got to be kidding me. I just wanted to go there for a couple of days, do right by my nephew, and get home. But of course we have to have 1 foot of snow. Of course. It wasn't when we had 45, 50 degrees winters a couple of years ago. Oh, you know, it's bad for the environment. Well, you know what? So's the snow. Because I can't get home. See, I just calmed down. Now I'm screaming. Well, we have to start thinking about contingency plans around here. Pass a note to somebody, will you? 888-808. All right, Ritzy in Queens is going to try to calm me down. 1 foot of snow?
That's the worst case scenario,
What's
though?
The best case scenario?
2 to 4 inches? Which is fine.
That's fine.
2 to 4 is fine.
Well, let me ask you this. If we get 1 foot of snow, can I somehow make it here by 7 p.m. Monday night?
There's a way you can probably do that, okay. But the most likely scenario is, what, Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday or Wednesday? I can't miss that much. Come on. I can't get back Wednesday. I can't. I got to be home by Monday night. That's it. Period. I got to be home and on the air by 7 p.m. on Monday. That's it. That's the responsibility.
You know what I'm going
to
do?
That's the way I set up the schedule. I know I'm rolling the dice, but I have to do. I got to be a good uncle here. I got to go out and see my nephew. I have to go do that. Got to go to Beverly Hills, see the in-laws, the whole thing. I'm literally flying back before my wife even flies back. So I'm leaving early to make sure that I'm back for work because that's the work ethic. But if it snows, what am I supposed to do?
I'm gonna,
grow wings and fly myself?
I'm going to look up the Amtrak train schedule.
I'm not.
For you. And I'm
going
to help you.
A train.
Why not?
Because it's going to be triple the time. And
maybe not at this rate.
Wouldn't the snow affect the trains as well, Paulie?
No, you can. They clear those tracks.
So if they clear the tracks, wouldn't they clear the runway for the plane?
No, because that's more difficult. There's more. There's more
bigger.
That goes into it.
I understand that part.
With the icing and stuff, there's more that goes into it.
I'm just going to try to calm down a little bit here because it's, and I've been thinking about this for weeks. Whenever we booked the trip, I was worried about the snow. So if you want to tell me this is self-fulfilling prophecy, perhaps, but I was worried all along, like, just don't snow, just whatever you do, just don't snow. I have this plane, excuse me. I have this planned out perfectly to get home, be home for my shift on Monday. The only thing that could have crept up that would be an issue is snow. That's it.
Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations. So it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
If you're a New York sports fan living somewhere else, you never stop caring about the Yankees, the Mets, or what's happening around New York sports. Follow and listen to Evan and Tiki on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your pods.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
And between that and the cat and everything else going on, you could hear it in my voice that I'm just... I could barely, like, I got the loogie in my throat and it just, you know, whatever. Hi, this is Tommy from the past. Present Tommy is having a tough time catching his breath right now. So we are going to take a slight pause from After Hours. Both present Tommy along with future Tommy would like me to remind you that he is a generational talent and that you should always stay positive. The Knicks have dudes, the Knicks have dogs, and they will always do damage. Oh, and one final thing. If anyone out there listening right now has Sydney Sweeney's phone number, please pass that along to future Tommy. If not, we will take Tiffany Amber Thiessen's as a backup. Thank you. We now return you to After Hours. So anyway, Richie is in Queens. He has a song that could help me out here. Richie, what's going on?
Hey, how are you doing? First time.
What's up?
I got a little jingle for you to listen to. Anytime you feel like you're getting upset, it might calm you down.
Yes, what do you got?
You ready for it?
I am.
La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, Now,
yes, I like it.
Anytime you're about to get upset, he's listening.
It's like a Serenity Now type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, man. You never know. And another thing about those chopsticks: next time you're in that restaurant, take the chopstick, stick the sushi on a chopstick like a smorgasbord, and eat like corn on the cob. Start a new freaking,
like a new trend. Yeah, like a new Instagram fan. Nobody. Yeah, I don't want to disrespect anybody, though. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
You're not disrespecting them. Let them respect you for being an American in there.
Yeah, I just don't want to also embarrass myself at a restaurant. That's all. I just don't want to put myself in a situation where I don't know how to do something that everybody else at the restaurant knows how to do. That's all. You know, I don't want to use my hands. That's the situation that we run into. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Margaret is in Bergen County. What's going on, Margaret?
Well, here's the thing about the weather people.
Yes.
They mess up a lot. And I used to have to fly a lot for a living. And
what'd you do, Margaret? What was your profession?
New product development, market research.
Okay.
All over the
so
place.
you were how many times a month would you say you would fly?
Oh, at least 2 or 3.
Oh, okay. So you're flying almost every week.
Mean,
so you're experienced in the flying department. So you've seen it all in terms of flights and delays and cancellation and weather.
Yeah.
And okay, so you could definitely help me out here. All right, I appreciate that.
Good thing going on for you.
Yes.
Is you're flying into which airport? Newark?
I believe I'm flying into JFK.
See if you can get...
I don't like the there. This time without the...
See if you can get switched to Newark.
Why?
Because the storm is going to be closer out to the water.
Got it.
JFK.
Gotcha.
And also, you can get you know, car service people will drive you anywhere in any weather. So you don't have to worry about it. They will get you where you have to go.
Yeah, that part I'm not worried about. Once I hit cement, as Paulie Walnuts said, that I'm cool. Did we lose her? Oh, that's not good. Did you drop her off? We lost her.
No, I think we might have lost all the phones, frankly.
Oh, did we lose everybody? Right in the middle of me trying to figure out how to get home. I'll try to call her to make sure that it's working. But yeah, it's not a concern, Margaret, if you're out there. And I apologize if our phones went down. Once I land, then I can get home. I can get here. Whether it's car service, whether it's mass transit, you know, that part I'm not as concerned about. We just had how much snow a couple weeks ago and everything was up. If anything, I'd rather be closer to the station, so I probably would stick with the JFK model. But if we get a lot of bad snow, it's just like the one thing I wanted to avoid. Isn't it the worst snow? People love it. It's been here for 4 weeks. It hasn't gone. It's still on the ground. I love snow. I love to play in the snow. But really, and then those 3 hours are up. You build a stupid snowman, and then 4 weeks later, it's still here. The phones did go down. All good. They just crashed. Do they normally crash, Paulie? Or I'm cool with it. It's just more about Margaret was telling me how I'm going to get home from L.A., yeah. And now we lost her.
Yeah, and I had a few other people call in as well that were going to give you some storm updates.
That's a fine.
Some that
they'll give it to me whenever the phones come back.
You were not going to like some of these.
Well, give me a couple then. If we don't get to them, just give me a few that I'm not going to like. Because I think Margaret was trying her best with the experience that she has. And I was going to ask her about like delays and cancellations and just overall vibe of, because I fly, what, once a year? And I try to avoid the winter when it comes to this stuff because of this. Because there's so many variables with the snow. And I try to avoid flying when the weather is bad. So what I was going to ask her was what her probability is, or what she feels the probability is that the flight is going to get canceled or delayed. And we lost her before that, which is fine. We're either going to get her back up or we're going to get somebody else that's experienced with the flying that could help me out. Now, before we get back to that, and we're working on the phone, so 888-808-1019. You can keep calling. Eventually, they'll work, and we'll get you up. Pete Alonso. There was a piece in Newsday done by David Lennon. And there's some interesting stuff. I wasn't able to read all of it because there's a paywall, just full disclosure. But there were a couple of quotes that I was able to see. And one of them, this is from Pete, about signing with the Orioles. Quote, for me, there's no need to think about the what-ifs and the hypotheticals because I'm so appreciated here in Baltimore. And my understanding about this article from David Lennon is that Pete Alonso feels like he is now in a place where the team loves him back. This isn't really surprising, considering the Mets did not offer Pete a contract. So Stearns and Cohen made it very clear that they didn't want Pete part of their long-term and perhaps even short-term plans. Pete Alonso got the contract he was looking for from the Orioles. So Pete is happy, the Mets are happy, and we should be happy. Because all the parties that are involved are happy. Pete Alonso has found a new home. He has found a team to love him back. He got the contract he was looking for. He went to the Orioles, a team with a really good young core of players, a team that can win this year and contend for the AL East. And the Mets are happy to go in the direction that they wanted to go in, the direction that David Stearns wanted to go in. So Stearns is happy. Steve Cohen is happy. I think I speak for the majority of Met fans when we are happy with this roster. So Pete's happy. Cohen's happy. Stearns is happy. And I think most of us are happy with this offseason. So it's time to move on. It's time to leave that in the past. Pete's good. We're good. Let's all move on. Let's get excited for this baseball season. Let's get excited for the possibilities of the Mets having a terrific season, getting to October, getting to the World Series, and winning a championship. Especially when you consider what might be waiting for all of us next year with baseball and a potential lockout. The sole focus right now should be about this year. Alonso's happy. Cohen's happy. Stearns is happy. We are happy with these moves. It's time to let go and move on. And focus on the name on the front of the jersey, which says Mets, and not the name on the back of the jersey, because we are all Mets fans, and we root for the laundry, and we root for the team to have success. And we love Pete, but Pete is good. He's happy where he is. He is on a team that loves him back. He is on a team with a bright future. The Mets have a bright future, too. Everybody made out in the deal. Everybody is better off for it. So us as fans, we need to put the past in our behind, as Timon and Pumbaa would say, move on, and get excited for this season. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's after hours. We've already discussed Aaron Judge and the comments that he made yesterday and the little wrinkle that I thought I missed when he talked about Cody Bellinger and how I think Aaron Judge played a big role in that. I think without Aaron Judge, there's no Cody Bellinger on this team. I think he stepped in, reached out to Cashman and said, what are we doing? We're the New York Yankees. Why are we slow rolling this? This offseason makes absolutely no sense. We fell short of our goal last year. We didn't even make the World Series. We're not signing anybody. The Dodgers are doing this. The Mets are doing that. The teams in our division are active. The Blue Jays are active. The Orioles are active. The Red Sox are active. We're sitting around watching paint dry and we're not doing anything. So let's get moving here. And let's start with Bellinger. And if it wasn't for that interaction, I'm skeptical of whether or not Cody Bellinger would even be a Yankee right now, and he would be somewhere else. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Dan in Manhattan. What's up, Dan?
Tommy, first of all, I love you. I think you're great. I think Paul is great. You guys are great together.
Thank you.
But your take on Aaron Judge, where is it coming from? Do you think that Brian Cashman was just sitting around twiddling his thumbs doing nothing?
I mean, Aaron Judge felt that way. I mean, he said that.
Tommy, he never said that he went to Brian Cashman.
No, he said he reached out.
You're making up a story.
No, he said he reached out. They asked him in that clip that we played. We could play it again. He said, did you air your frustrations to everybody? And he said, yes, we're the New York Yankees. We should act like it.
That's fine, but that doesn't mean that you think Brian Cashman and Omar Minaya were not thinking about signing Cody Bellinger until Aaron Judge picked up the phone?
But what took them a couple of months to start the negotiations then?
Well, because that's part of the negotiations. You got to see who else is signed. You're dealing with Boris, and you got to make him sweat.
I get the Boris angle, but did it feel like it was a top priority if they took that long? Like, I'm just trying to connect the dots here.
Well, no, I think they also I also think they wanted to see what happened with Tucker. I think that's a big thing too. But I just don't think from what Aaron Judge said, you can just say that they weren't even looking at Cody Bellinger until Judge gave him a call.
That's what I took from the quote, and I'm trying to, we could even just play it back to make it easier. I'm trying to just like read the quotes here in an article to make it just like quicker because Paulie's trying to work on the phones here.
Right. Look, I think you need a little bit of weather to take a little break and think about this.
You think I need to take a little break? Is that what you said?
I think you need a snow break. I think you need a snow break on the tarmac.
I can't have the snow break. I can't. And I'm starting to think this is going to get. I'm putting this in the atmosphere. It's going to be even worse. But you just have to understand where I'm coming from. Like, I really want to get back here Monday night and host. And it's just like, if I was working with Evan and Tiki, I'd take another day. Oh, even though with them, I've rushed back to get back to work. I'm just worried about. You know what, Paulie? Do me a favor and do Dan a favor because I'm going to hang up with Dan and then we're going to play the Aaron Judge quote again. Everybody in the audience has heard Dan's stance. They've heard my stance. So we're going to play the audio, Dan, and I appreciate the call and all the kind words. even the snow part. Let's play the judge audio, and then you kind of decide who's right, me or Dan. Go ahead.
It was brutal. You know, I'm like, I see a lot of free agents out there. I see a lot of guys that, you know, like the Bellingers, the Grishams, the Goldschmidts. Like, yeah, let's sign these guys right now and then start adding more pieces, you know, because I'm seeing other teams around the league get better. They're making trades. They're signing big prospects or big players. And, you know, we kind of were sitting there for a while, you know, kind of making smaller moves. But, you know, it was tough there in the beginning. But I think once we solidify getting Bellinger back, you know, we got Trent being our center fielder, be our leadoff guy for another year. And then you had a guy like Goldie, some of the back end, you know, bullpen pieces that we've been doing. I think we're being in a good spot, but the early on it was pretty tough to watch. I'm like, man, we're the New York Yankees. You know, let's go out there and get the right people, get the right pieces to go out there and finish this thing off, because we got a special group of players here. We got a good core, a good young core. So yeah, it was frustrating, but I think we're right where we need to be.
Did you express any of that to them?
Yeah.
See?
They took care of business. I voiced my opinion about a couple of guys, and, you know, Bellinger being one of the guys.
Uh-huh.
He just adds a dynamic to this team that, you know, we've been missing for quite a few years. So excited he's back.
There you go. Not going to add anything more to it. You heard my side of my interpretation of the judge audio. You heard Dan, the caller's side of his interpretation of the judge audio. You have now heard it for yourself in the full context of the clip. You can decide whether it was me or him that is reading the situation accurately. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We do have Margaret back. So I appreciate, Margaret, you calling back. And I wanted to ask you a few questions about the weather, because you are a traveling
expert.
Well,
first, let me tell you, I agree with you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that on the Aaron Judge thing. Thank you for that.
Yes.
What am I looking at here? So I am flying back. I should land around 8:30 East Coast time.
Okay.
What am I looking at? Delays? Am I looking at cancellations? Like, what's like kind of the worst case scenario?
I got to tell you, they do not cancel flights unless they absolutely have to. Mm. It's just not done.
Because it's just like, chaos, right? It's just too hard to get everybody back on flights, and people have hotels and vacations.
And not only that, they stack up.
Right.
You know, right. I've been in situations where I've been on a runway in freaking, I don't know, Texas or something, and on runway for 4 hours.
Well, I don't want to hear
that. And they had to taxi us back. So they had to get refuel, and they had to get more drinks for the people on the plane so they wouldn't go berserk.
No, I hear you. You want to calm everybody down. I get that. Or not. Yeah, bored.
They still got us out. So
you were, let's say, so you would have been, in theory, 4 hours delayed. Is that basically what happened?
Yeah. So, they're not canceling unless they have to. They do not cancel.
They will delay, though.
Yeah, they could delay, but really, you're going to be going through, from my understanding, is you're going through the weather.
I guess. Right? I mean, I'm flying from L.A. around like midnight or so, Sunday night into Monday morning, and then I land, you know, obviously because of the time change, it would be 8:30 Eastern time.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You're getting there. No worries.
Okay, so worst case delay, and I could get back here for 7 p.m. to host. I got to be here. This is the premier show for breaking news on After Hours. It's an open night, as we call it in the business, meaning there's no game, so I'm on 7 p.m. to midnight. Got to be here. So you say I'm going to be good.
You're going to be good.
Okay.
You got this.
Appreciate it. See, Paulie, that's how you calm me down. That's the way you do it. I need that nurturing. Now, we talked about it last night and I think somebody asked me with our new segment, which is called Settle the Debate. And we've shortened it up a little bit to STD. So we have a new segment here on After Hours called Settle the Debate. It was a huge success last night. But the name's a little long, so we're just going to call it STD. And if you missed it, we're going to do it again next week. We give the callers an opportunity to bring up something that has been debated, whether it's sports, music, TV, food, pop culture, and we haven't really come up with who won the debate or who, whatever, what entity is the winner of that debate. And it was really great. It was a great engagement. Everybody was very happy with it. I'm told everybody was thrilled. Best segment ever. And we're going to keep doing that. It's going to be STD. We're going to do it once a week. It's going to be added to the, you know, Ask Tommy Anything, which is another separate segment that we do as we try to incorporate all different types of things here on After Hours.
Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations. So it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kids' legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids.
We only met a month ago.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
But the way that Margaret went about it, she was just calming. So the question was about, what do you prefer, T or A? And there really is no wrong answer. But a caller called me up and said there's been studies about T and the A. And apparently, if you're a T guy, it's because you need to be nurtured and you have this sort of connection to your mother, which I understand because when you are an infant, you need your mom's T. But when you get older, you'd like to separate the two. You know what I mean? Well, when I heard that, I said, nobody could be a T guy from now till ever. You got to take T out of the equation. It can no, even if it's accompanied with A, it can no longer be part of the options. If there is even a loose association with your mom, you got to be an A guy. So I'm cool with just A at this point. If we want to come up with something else, reminder, this is a children's program. So, you know, keep it very clean. And I wouldn't even more, I honestly, don't make any suggestions. Don't make any suggestions. Let's just stick with the A. The A is great. The A is amazing. The A looks better leaving than coming. We know that. But we don't have to reinvent the wheel here. But we got to get T's out of here if it's associated with your mom. That we definitely have to do. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Bob in North Carolina. What's up, Bob?
Hey, doing, Mr. Positive.
Hey, what's up?
Well, I'm a Met fan, and all the Pete Alonso talk just I've had about enough of it, to tell you the truth. The guy, the man is gone. Yep. He's not coming back.
Right.
All these Alonzo junkies got to get over it. But you never know, Tommy. 5 years from now, contract's up. He's sitting on 440 homers. Take the Mets, bring him back for a couple
of years.
Yeah,
I like where your head's at, to hit 500 home runs as a Met. I like that.
Yeah, hit 500 as a Met, you know, sell some tickets. I can see it happening.
No, I love where your head's at, Bob. That's really the great way to think about it, is let Pete do his thing in Baltimore. And I think if Pete Alonso remains healthy for the rest of his career, he will hit 500 home runs. If at the end of his contract with the Orioles, he's close to 500, that would be, to me, an amazing story to bring Pete Alonso back to Citi Field, reuniting with the Mets, a homecoming, if you would, to achieve what is an incredible accomplishment, and that is 500 home runs. I love where your head's at. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We're talking Aaron Judge, his comments from yesterday. We're talking Pete Alonso. We're talking weather and my travel situation going on this weekend. There's a lot to discuss. We'll mix in some Jets. We'll mix in some Giants a little bit more on the table here. Plus, I woke up today and went to my phone and found something on there that if you had told a young Tommy Lugar that this would have happened to him, I would have been absolutely stupefied if that was ever going to be the case. But I could tell you, it is the case. I'll explain. That's coming up in the next 15 minutes or so. It's 888-808-1019. It's After Hours here on The Fan. 9:53 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugar.
Our new segment, which is called STD.
That's right. Settle the Debate. A new segment that we like to call STD here on After Hours. We'll do it once a week. We did it last night. It was very funny, very successful. And what it is there have been a lot of great debates. Whether it's sports, whether it's music, whether it's television, movies, pop culture. Debates that have never been settled. And we here at After Hours want to settle those debates. So it gives you an opportunity once a week to call in, present that debate to me. And I will do my best to settle the debate. So STD, for short, that is the new segment here on After Hours. And we will have Ask Tommy Anything tomorrow night. We will do that tomorrow night, right around this time tomorrow, which is your opportunity once a week to ask me anything you want. This Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. Ronda Rousey, making her return to MMA. She is scheduled to fight Gina Carano. This is coming up on Netflix on one of Jake Paul's shows. And this is shortly after we got the news that Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather are going to have a boxing match coming up. I'll just say this. I have way more interest in Ronda returning, especially against Gina Carano. Like, to me, that's something that I would, on a card with Jake Paul, Netflix, I would invest my time. I already have Netflix, so it's not money, but my time into watching. Very curious to see Ronda, who has stepped away from MMA, obviously did her run in WWE and pro wrestling, which she was very successful at, and now returning to MMA to fight Gina Carano. Whereas Floyd and Tyson, I mean, Floyd Mayweather fights are boring. And Mike, at his age, I get the hype for it. Like, it's going to be hyped and people are going to watch and I'll end up watching. But I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed in it. I don't think it's going to be the same here with Ronda. I think they'll get after it. But Floyd is a defensive fighter, and Tyson at this stage, I don't see any way that fight is going to be entertaining. It will be heavily viewed. It will get ridiculous ratings or buys. I'm not sure which. I don't know if it's going to be pay-per-view or on a streaming service. But you're talking about two of the most famous boxers ever, and Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather. But the actual fight itself, I think, will be a disappointment. But the hype will be there. Everybody will watch it. That's one of those ones where everyone will be into it, and everyone will be complaining by the end of it. But I don't think it'll be the same for Ronda. I think that'll be awesome. So I'm looking forward to that for sure. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Ozzy is in Woodridge. What's up, Ozzy?
Hello, Thomas.
Hi.
Safe trip, my friend.
Thank you. Hopefully we are back Monday night at 7 p.m. because I can't imagine a world where we get 5 hours of Paul Rosenberg on the radio, which I assume in a pinch would be the backup. That is something that I just will not allow. I will call into the radio station and have them pot me up on a phone line, and you will hear me talk on the phone on the radio for 5 hours before I allow that to happen. So just know that.
He's the glue. He can glue together the coast. You will be in good hands.
You're right.
Don't worry.
You're right. The glue guy, the weather guy here, Paulie Rosenberg, this is his Super Bowl. He has to, much like in Homeward Bound, you have to get me home here. That's it. You have to do everything in your power to make sure that I'm here Monday night, 7 p.m., to host the premier show for breaking news. We have new segments. We have the STD segment. We have Ask Tommy Anything. We cannot, under any circumstances, miss those or push them back. It's just unacceptable to our great and very large audience.
Paulie has one nickname, The Glue.
Yes, that's Ozzy recorded. This is Ozzy in real life. We're back now to Ozzy in real life. Go ahead, Oz.
From The Glue Guy, I myself am a thigh guy.
I got you.
Very underrated.
You're obviously talking about chicken, I would imagine, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I got you. Yep. Yeah.
And not necessarily the dark.
Ozzy, as you know, thick thighs save lives.
Save lives.
I'm with you.
Speaking of which, my friend, and I've saved you once before with the Momo thing.
You did.
You cannot call that segment STD.
Why not? It's short for settle the debate. So it's saying settle the debate over and over again, it's a word salad.
Oh, no. So have you STD. Ever taken sex ed in school?
Yes.
Sexually transmitted disease.
Huh.
STD.
Well, but this is different. This is settle the debate, and just for short, we're going to call it STD.
But anyone who's listening and went to school in the good old U.S. of A, took sex ed. Now,
are you telling me sexually transmitted diseases, they've cornered the market on STD? I can't call a segment 100%. STD, even though it settled the debate? Well, what am I going to call it then?
Well, you might as well call it venereal disease, VD.
Well, hold on a second. Easy, cowboy. But the name of the segment. The name of the segment is here on After Hours, and it's a great segment. Very, very good. It was very successful. Is called Settle the Debate. So naturally, in this world where we shorten everything, I thought it was just an easy fit to call it STD.
I'm going to pull a Rosenberg. People, if you think Tommy should call the debate series STD, dial 888, whatever the hell the phone number is, blah, 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 and let them give their opinion on whether you should continue with STD moniker.
But I cleared this through the glue. I mean, I was talking to the glue about it, about calling the segment that, and he thought it was a great idea. So, I mean, we're, I guess, part and part to blame here, but maybe I didn't even think of it, but I just figured settle the debate. It's short for STD, you know what I mean? Or STD is short for settle the debate.
Oh, God. All right. Talking to you, you know, we know about Serenity Now. We know about the caller gave you la, 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 la,
la. And
when
it comes to debating, Ozzy, I'm a master at it, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Of your domain?
Correct.
How's that domain doing?
Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm more of I use the Ralph Cramden, and when you're out there on the left coast, and you're feeling a little stressed about getting back.
I'm going
to
be very stressed.
Back to your special little boy.
My cat,
Back to your best friend, the glue.
You're my best friend. Back to you, back to the audience that I love so much.
Your loyal listeners,
That want to hear me. I get it,
And you're feeling a little stressed out. Ralph Cramden, the great Ralph Cramden,
The Honeymooners,
used to say, pins and needles, needles and pins, a happy man is a man that grins. And needless to say, that worked just as well as Serenity Now. You know what happened later, right?
Yeah, insanity.
Yes. But I'm just trying to help you out because you've been...
We're chewing gum with Lloyd Braun. Yeah, no, I know. I hear you. The Serenity definitely led to insanity. You're right. Weren't you in the Nut House? How do you think I got there? So, yes, I know. Serenity Now. So we're trying to figure out a way, Oz, to... Because I have a lot of stress right now with the cat and the commute and the job in Rosenberg, so I'm trying to keep it all centered, you know?
Only worry about things you can control.
You are 100%
right. All that stuff is going to be waiting for you when you get back. We'll be here for you, bro. We're the Loogie Army, as your uncle called in when you told him to call in.
No, I didn't tell him to call in. He called in unprovoked. Yeah, I don't message my family members to tell him to call in. I appreciate them all listening, but I don't prompt them to call. But they do consider themselves the Lugauer Army, yes.
Anethel, right? Whatever.
No, it's not Anethel. No. Close, but no. Not Anethel. Although that is kind of an old school name, like Dottie, things like that.
Yeah. Speaking of names, we got rid of Momo. The cat to be named later.
Yes.
Has that changed or?
We don't have a name for the cat right now. We're just calling it cat.
We do.
Yeah, we've kind of just scratched.
Give it a symbol.
Give you the what?
Give it a symbol, like Prince?
Yeah, like Prince, exactly. The artist formerly known as Momo. We got to the point, Oz, I'm being dead serious, where things are starting to pile up, including this trip for my only nephew's first birthday out in Beverly Hills, where we're just not in the headspace to name the cat. So it's just cat, here, kitty, kitty, hey, bro, you know, hey, bud, you know, that's what my special boy, you know, that's really all he's getting right now. We will eventually land on a name, but right now it's just been tabled.
All right. And with that said, and I got Rick's Nick stuff that I'm going to table until next week.
Okay.
And I got an Islanders deal or no deal for you that I'm going to table until.
Well, Ozzy, I don't know if you're aware of this or
not. Go
ahead. Mm-hmm. But your Islanders, my Islanders, the premier hockey team in this town. They tweeted out something yesterday. They sent all their season ticket holders an email. And in that email is a video package about tickets for next year. And part of that video package is me declaring New York an Islanders town. So I am fully cemented in the fabric of the premier hockey team in this town, in this state, in the tri-state area, the Islanders. Positive Tommy has joined the Islanders. And much like I do with the Knicks, much like I do with the Mets, I will lead us. Don't you worry.
Lead us to where is nowhere. But listen, I got two proposals with the Islanders. Number one, they're already starting practice. We talking about practice.
Yep.
So good on them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting a head start. And I'll give you the deal or no deal for you to ponder.
Go ahead.
While you're out there on the left coast, nice and relaxed.
Yep. Beverly Hills. Yep.
If you are going to continue with your Islander nonsense, because you're like a chihuahua that when it gets onto something, yappy, and it just locks on.
Right on the leg.
If you're going to do it as the Islander boy, that's what we'll call you.
Okay.
You have to come up with a tweet for the Islanders like dude's dog's damage.
Yeah, I got to come up with a catchphrase. You're right. You're 100% right. If I'm going to be fully committed to this and be the premier voice for Islander fans on this radio station and lead the way I do for other teams, you're right. I do have to come up with something. Now, you, the audience, can help out there if you want. I'll obviously brainstorm when I'm out in Beverly Hills over the weekend, but I'll come up with something for sure. We'll get back to your calls. It's After Hours, Tommy Lugauer, Loogie in the Late Night, Yankees, Mets, football, my travel issues, really whatever's on your mind. I got another 2 hours. Keith McPherson comes your way at midnight. It's Tommy Lugauer.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.